Thank you. rising angle from what it might be known as modern day Iraq. So it's near the sky, farther than the back of their hands. In the recent black mess between the night, so how much the sky is atomic and common. They attract almost all of the tools of the sky for generations. They use the characteristics and stories of the constellations. Not only were they astronomers, they were astrologers. They believed that the God had scattered around the ground watching their history in the stars to study the stars which were clearing the dark future. There was an old Jewish population in their area. The Magi were very familiar with the prophecies in the Old Testament, like those of Balaam and Daniel and Isaiah and others. Not only were they described because of a great white column, never had he written a political code. The great Christ comes. And after something in the Bible, the other day, the night before his name, he was in the eyes of the sky. He was a dead bird in the sky. This is a miracle that the wise men were participating in. They followed the sky from where they lived to where the obscure city was going to be born.
Shepherd and your life as you live, like what God has given to your return together. The disciples grew up in the middle of our family grapevines and family service. Unlike King Herod, who individually had his own power and political trigger, this shepherd who has come wants to acknowledge and care and protect his people. He is the genealogical king and what land does he come from? From David, whom was a shepherd, he was a king. And David has described God's shepherd and care with his own heart to turn Psalm 23 that when the Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I lack. He leads me, guides me, he restores my soul, he protects me, he feeds me. Take us in this morning, this is the sort of kingship that Jesus Christ exercises as a new soul that sets me to the shepherd. How might we have it? What is that problem? Let's be horrified. Don't try to close the mind by secretly. And one day the man will drop down to cry out to him. He went into Bethlehem and said, Mary, will you take yourself to the child? If you defile him, report me so that I might please go and worship him. Is he the son of a man or the son of a man? I knew he didn't tell you. But if you defile him, I'll tell you now if you don't. So go and hide. In sort of the elite and society, giving the claims and the claims, they were the easiest to think of the things like that. And to my sense, when the text says, I think I have a real life or a real life of my life. And to that, that I try to take them, they're not likely to die like this before. You can look at the heart that I revealed to us here by reading in the text. The Magi, the city became. Herod was a pagan again. The Jewish priest in Jerusalem was ignoring him. He thought of him. Herod was seeking to destroy him and accomplish him. The Magi was seeking him. The Jewish priest was ignoring him. And so we must ask ourselves this Christmas, as a Christian, as we reflect on this last year, we find ourselves in the end of this Advent period, what is our heart's response to the kingship of Christ? The priests who were really coming miles away into this room. They knew about all the prophecies, they saw the prophecies, they knew the reason, they knew most of the Old Testament. And by heart, they knew about those prophecies, nobody would ever call them a few heritage cases, but in fact, they were given, and what they were ignoring Jesus. So, like some of us, we go to church year in, year out, week in, week out, day in, day out, and yet we hear the words being spoken to us, and yet we choose to ignore the implications of them. This is what I heard. And we're sitting back here as crazy in a Christ in our life. Did he know? Or the creatures that they were right now. And crazy backgrounds. It's freedom. Hoping you can buy an understand. I wonder what your heart reaction is to the closure of Christ. So the second thing that emerges. The other thing he was going to do is, he will not only be a shepherd, but he will be doing my think about what I was going to do, and think about what Jesus was going to do. After they, the Magi, by the king, they went on their way, and decided that they had seen in the east, went ahead of them, and called back over the cliff. Where the child was, and I just think about what they must have been thinking. Because all of this stuff for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles, and then it stopped over the cliff. Not after the cliff, where the child was. And when they saw the star of him, they were overwhelmed. Christians tell us that the days of us were calling. Dignity to Jerusalem to see the son of David recalls the story of the Queen of Sheba in 1 Kings 10, verses 1 to 10. And Matthew's prophetic mention of the presentation of gold, frankincense, and myrrh echoes the royal gift of Solomon, or King Solomon from the Queen of Sheba, of gold and great
including in Denver, and some of those in Salem. In fact, Matthew was on the call of Matthew chapter 12, verse 22. And none, one greater than Solomon is here. And so, if all of this is coming together in the life of a man who is visiting this perfect thing between Jesus, is the only thing here.
They need a special assembly of human
it's not a price and a feeling and value and a person that really is a creator. It's what Frankenstein symbolizing the biggest divinity. Coming from Southern Arabia and Somalia with an expansive cousin and his friend, not only in Russia, but in Titan for the great reason. They brought nerves of cloth and barrier because it was a luxurious gift. They were famous giving his royalty. They were famous giving his divinity. They were famous as thinking that one day be buried and that after them he would be re-assumed God and he would be a resurrected king. This is what they're saying about the divinity. This is how significant this having been warned in a dream not to be back in power, they returned to their country by another year. Hunted came to get shattered. The hunted came and bring great fear. The only hunted king will bring the redeemer. What is that so true? The hunted king will bring the redeemer. What's that true? Running up down and not on the way back. And the angel of the Lord appeared to Jacob in a dream. To get back his life, take the child and his mother and speak to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you. For Herod is going to search for the child to tell them. He said last week that in Mary and Jacob, following the divine will of God in their lives, they both matter like Matthew, Charlie, and Matthew. And following the divine will of God for their life and taking them through their culture and allowing all of these things to happen in the life of Mary and to accept the little bit more before them, it did not lead to a happy life of life in the beginning. One man has experienced great joy and how strong and sustainable what it was like to hold within by this immaculate conception and the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and the truth of the power and the solution God has promised to serve. Their master and their Lord Jesus, who was exalted on Mary, the little priest, that if anyone wishes to follow after me, they must deny themselves, go to their own cross, and follow me, so even in the midst of their difficult life, Christ will give them the answer. You see, they're not asleep. They're asleep to Egypt, and to follow the Egypt, having a clear flow. The people of Israel have found shelter. One thing that I'm very clearly said that Solomon tried to kill Jerry Gordon, but Jerry Gordon fled into Egypt. He came 25 times sick. I kept all the people from the least to the greatest together with the army officers fled to Egypt for fear of the Babylonians. And do you know that? Could this story remind you of another story? Because as we said at the beginning, in Genesis chapter 3, that it's going to come to us from the woman as seed. And that throughout history, Satan has been trying to extinguish the seed, that we can preserve through the line of Israel. And 3,900 years before this, it's a Jewish revolution that the seed has been gospel, but it's even later. The Moses will be born. And even around Moses' self, he too was trying. Yes, he was buried together. Nobody got the key. But he was prepared so that he would be a redeemer. Jesus came immediately with his threshold because the deceit would be the end. Matthew's 11 says Jesus is greater than Solomon. And Matthew was the same. Jesus is greater than Moses. He's the greater redeemer. He's the second redeemer. And so they need to flee to Jesus, just like Moses had the freedom to leave. So verse 13, so he got up to take his child and his mother during the night and last for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod, and so this fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. This is to fulfill the words of Isaiah. And that he was saying, when Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. He was a man. He was a man of that situation, he was a man of Egypt. Some of you, these five children, some of you, being in a family where a child has been born, a family, very often, is always the one that is part of the young child.
has not only suffered this pain, but it is night. The coming storm makes its way to Bethlehem, where the Lord suddenly is only powerful. Following the will of God, it's a child of God in the land. Listening to the deepest form of it, understood some of the greatness. One who said, one has understood all too well the need for a Savior. One who would know himself coming to the darkness and through the passage. While one has the matter of being solid with another Christmas outside of prison, because he was executed in April of 1945, weeks before our first arrival, liberated a certain camp to our family, he was able to claim the God's promise of a Messiah. He believed in the God of the history of mankind, all the while that he was a pure God in human truth. One has a need in Jesus Christ, the Greek of prayer has been lifted in their hinges, and the gates of heaven have been opened to others who will call upon him for their salvation. He does this. A prison cell in which one lives, hope that is completely dependent on the fact that the door of freedom has to be opened from the outside as well as the outside of our lives and lives. One has a need of God in the prison cell, and that his only hope of freedom is the fact that the Messiah has come. All of our spirit is darkness, all of our spirit is grace, and something we actually have to do with him. And so now, Jesus, the God of the future, is in a refuge in Egypt, and he goes to the first time that he would come from Egypt, back into the land, to be the Redeemer, to take people who have been working in darkness with their lives, to be the one of their lives. And he goes back to your knees. To look up to this man, and he comes to you in the midst of your greatness, and the sadness and offers you the Lord of Christ. The hand is turning into a shepherd who is in joy, conversing with the demon. And this would have been staggering for the Jewish audience. Also, he's going to be a world champion. The hand is going to be a world champion. Look at this, my friend. After hell, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph and Jesus and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who will come to keep the child's life." Again, Matthew says, "The child's teacher," and says to the leader, "He is Christ's teacher." Jesus is alive. The people who gave his at the time and they took antiquity said that the hell is dead, he died as well. Also related unto it, crucified and magistrated, constant conversion, all of that, and neither tradition is made one back nor to his recovery. This is how it's been good. This is Christ. Not just in Jewish,
But he was, he should have been born into wisdom. He should have been born with a planter and a trumpet and of all of the royal dignity that should have been afforded to a Jewish king. But he wasn't just a Jewish king, he was a worldwide king. Because it's this wonderful book of Matthew Trinity, it says in Matthew chapter 20 that it's the word of Christ commissioning his disciples. And you must go into all the world. It's in the Israel, from this side there, I'm in the Judea, I'm just in Mary, I'm teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Behold, I am with you to the very end of the year. The reason of 2019, we must think of the implication of Jesus Christ as a Christian this morning, the King of your life, for the worldwide King. And we ask you and I to participate with him in the world of the kingdom.